views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Welcome to the show. And for those of you who would like to give me a call, something I can help you with in terms of your health and wellness, let me hear from you. The priority line here is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080, or toll free 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Well, for those of you who don't know me, I am a retired Air Force nurse. I'm still a practicing registered nurse. But the thing that makes my nursing background a little different is I spent several years doing specialized nutritional support. I took care of people during that time who could no longer eat by mouth, and I learned firsthand of the horrible manifestations of mineral and vitamin deficiency diseases. These people were demonstrating those manifestations, the same things that Dr. Wallach talks about all the time, in the clinical setting. So when I first heard Dr. Wallach's tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, I immediately got excited because so much of what he was seeing on that tape were things that I had actually seen in the clinical setting. So I knew that he was right on. I knew that the things that he was saying were absolutely true. I had actually seen them and experienced them with my patients. So I immediately got on board with him, and I've been working with him since that time. And I'm delighted to be sitting in for him today on the show. Again, if you have a call or if you have a question, give me a call. The number's here, the priority line, 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080, or toll free 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Well, for those of you who have listened to me in the past, you know that I am not a proponent of drugs. I certainly do not believe that the human body is designed to break down and metabolize chemicals and the poisons that are in some of these pharmaceuticals, and I don't think pharmaceuticals are healthy for us. I find this out each and every day in the hospital when I take care of patients that are having adverse reactions to drugs that they've taken, things that have occurred in their systems as a result of some of the poisons and the chemicals and their body's reaction to those, how the body metabolizes those. But as if that isn't enough, in the May issue of Newsmax magazine, there's an article which is even more startling as far as I'm concerned. It's bad enough that these doctors are writing these prescriptions. But now, according to this new study that's out, doctors' poor handwriting is blamed for 7,000 deaths each year. Now, it's not bad enough that people are dying because of drugs that are given inappropriately or drugs that interact with other drugs that people might be taking. But now, in this particular study, what's being learned is that poor penmanship is actually causing people to die. Now, this was a study that was done by the National Academy of Sciences, the Institute of Medicine, and it reported that physicians' poor handwriting, which, as we know, has been the butt of jokes for many years, is deadly serious, and that some 7,000 people lose their lives every year due to doctors' illegible instructions. Now, that is incredible when you stop and think about it. As a nurse, for example, when a doctor writes orders on the floor, we have to follow the orders. But as nurses, we're smart enough to look at the order, and if it seems to be something that might cause a problem or something that might be an unusual prescription, we always contact the doctor and we always call for clarification. In this case, this article cites incidents where one individual in particular was actually prescribed 8 times the maximum amount of a certain drug. Well, if the doctor wrote the prescription and either wrote it incorrectly or the handwriting was illegible enough that the pharmacist couldn't read it and mistook it for being a prescription for 8 times the maximum amount normally taken, why would the pharmacist even fill the prescription without questioning the doctor? You know, we have the excuse that pharmacists are really busy, but that being said, a pharmacist should certainly know when something seems like an outrageous dose or a maximum dose. So what they're doing is they're blaming the handwriting of these physicians, and they're blaming it for these prescriptions being administered or being filled, if you will, with either excessive amounts or the wrong drugs. That's another thing that the article talks about, is certain drugs in certain classifications oftentimes will start with the same sounding or the same actual first 2 or 3 letters and oftentimes can be misinterpreted. I know I had a case of that just a couple of weeks ago in the hospital where I could not read the rest of the word, but I certainly realized that the doctor did not want a prescription for a drug that was an antidepressant. He wanted a prescription for a drug that was something else. So knowing that and knowing that it didn't seem right that this person was getting a prescription for a certain drug, I contacted the physician to clarify. But in these cases, pharmacists are not doing this, and physicians are writing these illegible scripts, and these drugs are being administered. Now, there have been 2 lawsuits whereby the families have actually won the lawsuit, family of people who have unfortunately died, and they have actually won the lawsuit. And some states now, in fact, bad handwriting has gotten to be such a problem that the medical director and the former chief of the medical staff at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles actually said that they have had the first penmanship class for doctors in the entire world. They're trying to teach doctors now how to write. Some people are using the excuse that back in the 1960s, when we no longer practiced handwriting in school, when handwriting instruction actually vanished from the curriculum, these docs are now of an age where they're practicing medicine and writing prescriptions. Since they didn't learn to write back in grade school, they can't write now, so they can't write a legible prescription. Other things, though, interesting, in the state of Montana, they've passed a law allowing up to a $500 fine if a pharmacist reports that a doctor's handwriting is illegible. We're going to talk about some of these things and other things that are in the news and certainly answer your calls when we come back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. I want to talk to you again about Youngevity products. I know I talk about it all the time, and, you know, I know you're probably tired of hearing it, and I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry to keep reminding you of things you need to do in your life every single day. One of those things would be to take the essential fatty acids. Our body does not make essential fatty acids, and they are very essential to our health. So you must take them. You must supplement with them. Youngevity has a product called EFA Plus. That's EFA Plus. It's the product that I take every single day, and I like the EFA Plus because it has the salmon oil in it. And you know, today is a day of bad trans fats and good fats. This is a good fat. And the minimum that you should take every single day would be 9 grams, which would be 9 capsules, 3 after every single meal.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today.
The drive is made to the basket, a high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. But a slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and 2-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd be delighted to answer your questions. Give me a call here. 831-685-1080 is our priority line. That's 831-685-1080, or toll free, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Well, Doug, I'd like to go to Pearls of Wisdom. What do you have for me today?
Well, actually, your monologue kind of sparked something that I saw a couple of days ago and hadn't had an opportunity to get out on the air, and so I thought we'd bring that up today. And there's a company in Stamford, Connecticut, that is called Purdue Pharma, and they are the maker of the powerful painkiller OxyContin. I'm sure you've heard of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were recently fined $19.5 million, and they've got to pay that to 26 different states, where basically what they're saying here, the FDA is saying that the FDA approved the drug to be taken every 12 hours was the dose.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the company Purdue had been encouraging doctors to prescribe the drug's use for every 8 hours. So basically you would go through 1.5 times as much medication in the same time frame as you would if you took it as it had been approved. And I found it interesting that, you know, I think $19.5 million is certainly a drop in the bucket compared to what Purdue Pharma has made off of OxyContin, you know, in just the last several years.
Well, I would agree with that. And, you know, you have to ask the question, what gives them the right? You know, how, when a, first of all, when
they're doctors.
I understand. But the unfortunate thing is, you know, these drugs, when there is any time taken to really truly evaluate these drugs and decisions are made and recommendations are made based on that, certainly I would not see that it would be reasonable to prescribe it any more often, any more frequently than what is normally recommended. And this is where people are getting into trouble. These poor people don't realize this. I mean, John Q. Public doesn't realize that the recommendation is once every 12 hours. So if the doctor writes a prescription for once every 8 hours, they're going to jump on the bandwagon and go for it.
And it's interesting, they actually had a quote here from the state attorney general from Tennessee, Bob Cooper, and he said under this deal that Tennessee will receive $720,000 as part of this settlement. And I recall seeing a article several months ago, possibly close to a year ago, that Tennessee had one of the worst problems of drug addiction to OxyContin in the country.
Wow.
And you know that whenever you have a whole chunk of your population addicted to a drug, that is going to certainly affect that state's economy on several levels, and I doubt $720,000 goes very far to pay for that. So once again, the drug companies get let off the hook pretty darn easy.
Oh, I would agree with you. And it's, you know, unfortunately, it's the consumer. It's, you know, in this case, the state. But who's on the losing end of this? It's certainly not the pharmaceutical company who's made all that money by writing those prescriptions or by allowing those prescriptions to be filled for so much more frequent a dose. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why, as consumers, now again, I'm not a proponent of drugs, and I don't want to encourage anyone to go out and get their prescriptions. But let's say, for example, you have a bad infection and the doctor decides that he needs to write a prescription for an antibiotic for you. It is in your own best interest to make sure that you understand exactly what drug it is and what dosage should be given and what you should take and how you should take it before you ever leave that doctor's office. If they write a prescription and you look down, if you can't read that prescription, it behooves you to say, I can't read this. And if they say to you, well, you don't need to be able to read it, the pharmacist is the only person that needs to be able to read it, then I would be getting just a little bit adamant about it, and I'd be putting my foot down and saying, you know, if I can't read this and I can't read how it is prescribed, I want to make sure that my pharmacist can read it. And that's one of the things that this article talks about, you know, in the recommendations for us, what can we do to prevent the prescription errors. At the doctor's office, look at the prescription that the doctor gives you, and if you can't read it, chances are the pharmacist isn't going to be able to read it either. So ask your doctor to print it legibly. And then ask your doctor to include on the prescription what is being prescribed for so that the pharmacist doesn't make a mistake. You know, one of the examples in the article was talking about Celebrex and having to distinguish, a pharmacist having to distinguish Celebrex from Celexa, which is an antidepressant. Celebrex, we know, is a common drug used to treat arthritis. Well, you don't want to be taking Celexa, which treats depression when what you're trying to do is treat your arthritis. So just make sure that you know what that prescription says before you ever leave the doctor's office. It's in your own best interest. You're the one responsible for you. We're going to talk about more of these things when we return in just a few minutes. Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. This is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your longevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go right to callers if we could, Doug.
We can certainly do that. Let's head to Pennsylvania. And Lynn, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Lynn. What can I help you with today?
Hi, Joanne. My son, who's 18 years old, has been diagnosed with clinical depression. And they started him on a drug called, I believe it's pronounced Effexor. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to me that there's something else that I can try other than the medication, if you have any suggestions for that.
Well, sure. Is he taking any of the longevity products at all?
All I can get him to take is Cherry Mints. He takes 2 to 4 ounces a day. He's pretty busy in and out of the house, so I keep the sample bottles right by the refrigerator, and he will take 2 or 4 ounces a day here and there, but he doesn't take it seriously. So I just thought if there's something you can give me, some type of regimen to hopefully get him off this medication, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I certainly want to include essential fatty acids in his regimen. I would
say
that he would probably benefit from the EFA, perhaps in combination with the EFA Plus. And
okay.
I would say probably if you can get him to take 5 capsules of each every day, that would really benefit him. The other thing that we find really seems to help with kiddos with depression is certainly cleaning up their diet. And I know that that's a very difficult thing when you're talking about an 18-year-old. None of them eat right as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of them take in those sugars and those preservatives and those things that we know affect their systems and certainly affect their systems along the lines of sugar intolerance, ultimately along the lines of depression. So that being said, if you could get him to take the Sweeties, even just 1 capsule with each meal and perhaps 1 at bedtime, that might help his body to be able to utilize and regulate sugars a little bit better. Those would be the 2 things. If he's someone who is not on the 90 Essentials and someone who's not going to, you know, subscribe to the 90 Essentials, we need to try to give him the things that I think would help the most, the best, the fastest. And that would be the essential fatty acids and probably the Sweeties product. Again, you know, try to encourage him to clean up his diet. Try to encourage him to perhaps substitute soft drinks. I don't know if he drinks a lot of soft drinks, but, you know, certainly that's not the way to go. And maybe some of the Rebound. The Rebound is a great substitute for soft drinks. And, you know, the Rebound will also help give him some energy and also help give him, you know, give his body some natural stimulation, which may indeed help. Certainly, you know, it also depends on what's causing the depression. You know, is it his lifestyle? Is it, you know, falling out with a girl? Is it, you know, schoolwork? Is it work itself? Those kinds of things. And, you know, I would encourage him to perhaps get some motivational tapes, maybe listen to Dr. Wayne Dyer or some of the other, you know, motivational speakers that can really help people with depression, help people to recognize some of the things that might be going on in their lives that might be causing these problems. So those would be my recommendations.
Okay, you said 5 capsules of the EFA and EFA Plus?
Right, a combination of both of them in combination and probably 5 of each every day.
Okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh, you're very welcome, Lynn. You take care. Good luck. Okay. You know, whenever we talk about the diagnosis of depression, there's so many things to consider. Usually the first thing we think about is diet. And the reason we say that is because what we know is the sugars, the preservatives, those things that are in our diets actually do affect the way our bodies metabolize those nutrients along with the other nutrients that we take in. And certainly our ability to absorb or not absorb well can affect things and certainly can affect the psyche and affect our ability to cope. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with majestic earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good, you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And we still do have lines open if you'd like to give me a call here. The priority number is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Give me a call. Okay, I'd like to go right back to callers, Doug.
Let's head to Benson, North Carolina. And Lydia, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi, nurse. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm calling for my mother. She's 59 years old, and she has had in the last few years, the last 2 years, a lot of problems with her blood pressure. And she's always tried to control it naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last week, especially Saturday night to Sunday morning, she woke up and her blood pressure was like 198 over 95. Pulse was 92 or 93. I don't have the exact figures, but I know they were in that range.
Okay.
And it fluctuated. So then she got up and that was like before she could even take her vitamins and do everything because she takes them in the morning and at night.
Mm-hmm.
Then she started walking 6 miles a day. But what else she's taking of the nutrients is she takes 4 ounces of the Cal-Toddy a day. She takes 1 ounce of the vitamin, I think she's on the Ultra Body Toddy a day.
Okay.
She takes 1 ounce of the PDMs. 1 ounce of the glucogel. She takes 4 glucogel tablets a day, 4 Floras, 4 EFAs. I told her she probably need to bump that up to 8 or 10 a day, but right now she is taking 4 a day of the EFAs and EFA pluses. She's mixing those up. 4 seleniums, 4 de-stress, an enzyme before each meal. She's taking extra, about 2,000 milligrams extra of calcium tablets and 800 milligrams of magnesium. 2,000 milligrams extra of B5, 1,000 milligram extra of ester C with the bioflavonoids. She takes the Sweeties, and she's still having a lot of trouble keeping her blood pressure under control. And
okay.
She doesn't know what else she can do. She started walking 6 miles a day because she's just so determined to do something natural, you know, not have
mm-hmm.
to take medication.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the doctor, she had to go to the doctor because it went so high or she needed to go. But when he gave her like an ACE inhibitor. It's called Liptopril. Yeah, that's
okay.
What it was. The generic brand of it's the generic brand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one? Okay. Well, anyway, he told her only to take half of it, so she took half of it, and it made her blood pressure go even higher. So she's like, okay, I'm not doing that. Definitely. So she's just had a lot of trouble this week, and you know, she just wanted me to call and see if there's anything else she could do, because it's like it just won't level out and stay level, you know.
Okay, now usually when we talk about the formulation that your mother's on and knowing that she's taking all the products the way that she is, that usually indicates to us that perhaps there's a problem with absorption. Now, you said she's taking some of the enzymes. How many is she taking?
She's taking one, I believe, before each meal.
Okay, I would go ahead and recommend that she ups that to two before each of her two largest meals.
Okay, before large, okay.
And then have her take one mid-morning and one mid-afternoon with a glass of water by itself.
Morning, one mid-afternoon. Okay, and another thing she's going to order this time, she had the nightly essence before, but she didn't get it for this last month.
Okay.
She is going to get it this time because she said it just seemed to help her, because it really bothers her that her blood pressure is low when she goes to bed and high when she wakes up.
Well, I would certainly say that the nightly essence is going to help to enhance the absorption of, you know, all of the other products that she's taking. Now, you said that she takes flora. How much of the flora is she taking?
Right now she's taking two in the morning, I believe, and two in the evening.
Okay, let's get her mega doses of the flora for a couple of weeks. I want her to take 8 flora in the morning and 2 of the nightly essence every day for 5 days. And then 4 flora in the morning and 2 of the nightly essence every day for another 5 days. Let's make sure she's getting an abundance of that flora product to help make sure that she's digesting everything that she's taking and doing it well. And I would make sure that she's taking the de-stress at least 2 caps a.m. and 2 caps p.m. Let's try that and see how she does. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I do still have open lines if you'd like to give me a call here. The priority line is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Okay, back to callers, Doug, if we could, please.
Let's head to San Francisco, California. And, Paul, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Nurse Conaway. It's nice, actually, to hear a nurse speaking on the radio.
Thank you.
I have a question. I'm a veteran, and in our organization, we frequently talking about veterans who have Agent Orange problems still.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so So I was wondering, what do you know about chelation therapy, and would that be useful for treating Agent Orange?
Well, you know, I can't answer that positively, whether or not it would be useful. It's certainly not going to hurt. Chelation therapy is something that is beneficial in helping to remove heavy metals and toxins from the body. Whether or not it will actually remove the herbicide Agent Orange, I can't answer that specifically. But what I would tell you is if you can find someone in your area that's willing to do intravenous chelation therapy, I would certainly want to find out from them if they felt it was beneficial. If you're not, certainly in our product line, we have a great oral chelation product. It's a product that actually works very well in the removal of heavy metals, and it's a product that helps to support the chelation process. That product is the ultimate daily taken in conjunction with some of the other products is a product that gives those special sulfur amino acids. Go ahead.
We are meeting with some people from Vietnam next month who also have Agent Orange. Mm-hmm. So there's, I just thought maybe I would try and do some research on what would be a good, safe, natural treatment.
And I applaud you for doing that, because certainly the Agent Orange, the whole issue around the Agent Orange is, you know, a very sad thing. When we talk about chelation and chelation of anything like that, any toxins, any, you know, heavy metals, anything like that, chelation is certainly a good way to go. And I anticipate that what you're going to find if you talk to someone who's willing to do intravenous chelation is that it will indeed help, at least in part, to remove some of the things that, you know, some of the adverse components of the Agent Orange. Anytime we talk about Agent Orange, we talk about, you know, heavy metal toxicity, we talk about anything like that, getting all the antioxidants into the system, getting oral chelation agents into the system, getting any of those things that will help to remove those toxins is going to be beneficial. And I think that it will be the same with Agent Orange. I would not only recommend the oral chelation agents, but I would also recommend the products that have an abundance of the antioxidants. Again, you know, what occurs as a result of any exposure to any toxin like that is a buildup of free radicals. And if we can get those free radicals out by neutralizing them using healthy doses of antioxidants, that's going to be beneficial as well. So, you know, those are two approaches that I would definitely take.
Yeah, it's giving me some good ideas.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, you're certainly welcome, and I appreciate the call, and best of luck. I applaud you for what you're doing. I think you're doing a great job, and stay with it. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And certainly the Agent Orange issue is, you know, something that I've not done a lot of research on, but something that I do know about. I was raised during the Vietnam era, and certainly when we talk about Agent Orange and talk about the things that have occurred as a result of Agent Orange, it's very sad. It's very sad to think that so much damage was done. And I know that at a point in time, it was thought that this was probably the best approach that could be taken. But unfortunately for many, not only the Vietnamese, but us as well, unfortunately for many of us, you know, many of our people who were exposed to the Agent Orange, we've had some long-term problems. Now, chelation therapy and the use of antioxidants to help to remove all of those things is certainly an approach that I think everyone should take. In the case of Agent Orange, depending upon how severe the exposure was, oftentimes what we find is these people who have come back from Vietnam, who have subsequently had children, have had these children with horrible, horrible birth defects. And, in fact, there's a new documentary out that is talking about Agent Orange and the Agent Orange alert, if you will, and it talks about some of the things that have gone on as a result over these many, many years since Vietnam and the use of Agent Orange in Vietnam and some of the tragedy. And the name of the documentary is The Last Ghost of War. And it's appeared in some small settings. It's appeared on college campuses. And last week, apparently, at the Asia Society in Manhattan, they actually showed it. They actually had a viewing of The Last Ghost of War. I guess it is pretty gory. I guess it does show what could actually happen as a result of the exposure. But anytime there's exposure to any toxin like this, chelation therapy is certainly an approach that could be taken. And as I said, the use of antioxidants, lots of antioxidants, to help to get rid of the free radical damage. What we know about exposure to anything like this is it does build up free radicals in the body. And the more that we can do to neutralize and remove those free radicals, the better off that we're going to be. So I think Paul's approach is great. I think that chelation therapy is certainly an approach that could be taken. I would like to see him perhaps go down the path of IV chelation therapy, if possible, and if not, and in conjunction with, certainly oral chelation therapy would be a route that he could take. Anytime that we use a preparation that helps to extract heavy metals or helps to extract some of those things that are detrimental to the system, then we're going to have that much more benefit in terms of having healthy blood circulate through the system and not unhealthy blood and not blood that, of course, contains all of those horrible things. So be on the lookout. Watch for that documentary, The Last Ghost of War. And, you know, certainly it should be of interest to many of us because many of us who were raised during the Vietnam era have friends and have family who were exposed to Agent Orange and certainly exposed to the horrible outcome as a result. So an interesting documentary, I'm sure. Like I said, it can be a hard-to-watch documentary, apparently, according to the reports, because it doesn't shrink from showing the deformed Vietnamese children and, you know, explaining that it's a result of their parents' exposure to the herbicide and how the armed forces had sprayed it so widely over the country. And, you know, it's when you stop and think about it and stop and think about that approach to war, it's pretty sad. And the end result is long-term, certainly long-term. And until or unless we can clean it up, and until or unless we can get it out of the systems of some of these people, there will be long-term detrimental effects. So certainly take a look at that. And certainly, you know, not only Agent Orange, but other things that we are exposed to in the environment, those things are things that can be detrimental. We talk about even sprays that are used around the home, even cleaners, household cleaners, the toxins from those household cleaners. Certainly the toxins from the herbicides that are used in gardens and used in trying to control the insect population. Exposure to any of those things is something that is detrimental to the human body, and all the more reason why we need to make sure that we supplement with the 90 essential nutrients, but we also need to make sure that we're getting an abundance of the antioxidants and an abundance of those oral chelation agents that will help to remove some of that residual from our bodies. We don't even realize the amount of exposure that we have each and every day just in our own environment, and interestingly enough, in the environment of our own home. So serious consideration needs to be given to cleaning up your system using good antioxidants. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And we do have lines open. Call us toll-free at 888-379-2552. It's 6 a.m. Time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got 2?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucogel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And, Doug, I'd like to go back to you. Other things that we might want to talk about?
Well, you know, we were talking just as we were going into the break about the Agent Orange and other toxicities in our environment. And, of course, if you haven't heard about the pet food contamination that happened a few weeks ago, obviously you must have been living under a rock somewhere because that's been all over the news. Well, it was reported last week that they discovered that there was some old dog food and cat food and pet foods that often they, when it's out of date or whatever, they will sell it to places that raise pigs. And they call it salvage food. And that can actually be anything from old outdated popcorn to all kinds of things. Well, apparently they discovered that some pigs in Indiana actually got fed some of this contaminated food. And there's also was a discovery recently that as many as possibly 3 million chickens were exposed to feed that had been contaminated with this melamine. And now it came out today that farm-raised fish was also fed some of this contaminated feed, and according to Associated Press article, a St. Louis company actually brokered a deal where they imported 350,000 plus pounds of Chinese wheat gluten and then sold that directly to a Canadian aquaculture feed ingredient company, and they are now, when that company was contacted by AP, there was their president, a Kelly Mills, says, "I can't talk about that today. We're not talking to the press about this issue." And of course, the FDA, their David Acheson, the FDA's assistant commissioner on food protection, was quoted as saying that the contamination is expected to be too low to pose any danger to human health. And I'm like, how do they know that, you know?
Exactly. How do they know that? We can only hope that it's so low that it doesn't cause problems. You know, whenever we start talking about these things and start talking about contamination, it's one of the things that just goes right through me, because why is it that these companies, I mean, I understand from the economic standpoint where they're going, but you know, one of the things I used to say in my own radio show all the time was, if God made it, it's okay. If man made it, it's questionable at best. And when we start talking about all these additives, we start talking about the genetic modification, we start talking about the things that have occurred and have happened to our food as a result of what man has done, it's a scary thought. There's a good book out, I just came across it the other day. It's called Seeds of Deception. And it goes into a lot of detail around how our foods first started to be genetically modified and how we first started to have additives put into the foods and the reasons why, and some pretty strong implications around what that means to us, what that means to us as human beings, what it also means, of course, in terms of the economic piece. But whenever you start talking about something that is man-made or something that is an additive, something that is not natural, something that is used either to preserve or to perhaps increase the yield or for whatever reason, those things are not things that our bodies are designed to break down and utilize.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, it's just interesting to see how polluted our environment is getting. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about someone actually spiking the wheat gluten to try and make it look like it's got more protein to make more money, or just all the other things that go on. We were talking the other day about, you know, the fluorine that they put in our water supposedly to help protect our teeth. I mean, if you took the same fluorine down to your local, waste transfer place, they would look at you and say, okay, you've got to pay the big bucks because that is a toxic waste. But instead,
right,
if you dump it in the water, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. It's the same way with chlorine. Look at chlorine in our water. Chlorine in our water is significantly detrimental, and it is for many reasons, not the least of which is chlorine kills bacteria. Well, if you're going to consume water that has chlorine in it, you're going to kill off the healthy bacteria in the small intestine. You know, when you start looking at it that way and start thinking about it, the government has done us no favors, absolutely none whatsoever. Yeah, I suppose maybe the chlorine's killing off bacteria, making water more pure or more safe, according to the government, but it's certainly tearing up the insides of us and making us much more unhealthy. You've been listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to you in the background doing all the hard work. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops working so hard, and God bless America. Thanks so much for listening, and so long for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.